Yo, what's up? This is Useful Nonsense. I am Ruffy. This is Javi.
What's good? What's good?
My guy, what's been going on? Talk to me about your week, your day. Man. Talk to me, big dog. What's going on?
Just been busy, bro. Just been busy going and going. And the holidays are basically here. And, man, haven't really. Just been working 6 days a week. Fucking just. It's cold. It's
cold. You look like you've been working 6 days a week, dog. You're looking rough.
Thanks, bro.
I mean, nah. You still got that fresh cut, though, so you looking fire. Hey, man, who cuts your hair, dog?
Yeah, man, how's your week been? What you been up to?
Man, my week has been interesting, bro, like ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? Took a week off from just working out, doing all that shit. Just getting, you know, just taking a little break, just getting a mental health break, you know, because sometimes even when you're working out a lot, that shit can burn you out, too. So just taking that time to just kind of just relax my body. I've been eating junk food. I had Taco Bell today. And, bro, first off, explain to me why every taco truck on Sundays is closed.
Bruh.
Who the fuck when the fuck did they become Chick-fil-A?
Bruh, I don't know. I noticed that about a month-ish ago. I was like, hold on. I can't get no tacos today.
What the fuck? I went to the Lachado's right here. Bro.
Closed.
Hey, yo, their birria tacos are fire, dog.
Say it again.
Their birrias? Their birria tacos? Las birrias?
Nah, I love it when my redneck friends say...
Birria tacos?
Birria. They say birria tacos.
You want them birria tacos?
You want them birria tacos?
With the consomme? I don't like that cilantro.
Cilantro. It smells like soap.
By the way, this is HEB mineral water. Hold
cap,
on.
Cap.
This, look, it says mineral water. I cap. Don't drink alcohol. Cap. And pinkies up, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Because we gentlemen like.
It's alcohol. Anyway.
Honestly, I like this better than Topo Chico.
I want to just. Ooh, I wonder what this is going to sound like. Ooh, I felt that.
Ooh, that sounded nice.
Yeah, man. Today we got raspberry twisted tea, baby. Raspberry twisted tea. No, it's all good.
Squirted your mouth. Oh, what the fuck? How the fuck did that camera already die, dog? See, I think what it is.
I thought you switched that. The camera that usually dies there, you put it over here.
I put it over here.
So it's a cord.
I don't know if it's the cord or if it's just that one. We'll turn it back on later, man. This is just so annoying.
Yeah, man.
Man. I might need to just charge the batteries because I haven't been charging the batteries either, so that's kind of on me.
I don't know. I've seen them. It's always that one that's on his shit.
No, so. But remember, I put the tape on that one.
Yeah.
I put the tape on that one to let me know which camera that was. So I'm assuming, I think it's just the battery also dying, but it's plugged in, so the battery shouldn't die. But I also think it's probably the plug.
Man, I got a tattoo session coming up.
Word? When?
Yeah, like, fuck, that's a good question. It's like the first week or second week of December. It's one of those. I booked that shit like in September when I was going through a sad boy phase. I was like, fuck it, I'm getting inked. So I just
You was going through a sad boy phase? What's going on, man? It was all right?
Yeah, I was just going through it, bro. I was like, okay. Oh, shit. You know what? I need to make some changes. We need to get some ink. Nah, anyways, that's just where we're at with that.
What are you getting,
man? Okay, so it's like a little conglomerate, like
a conglomerate.
Sorry, it's like a mixed up of like it's like minimalism mix up of like five themed things that are gonna be typically like Greek and astrology like themed, and it's gonna be interesting.
Yay.
Yeah, it's gonna be on my front shin.
So, oh, it's gonna be on your shin?
Yeah.
That motherfucker's gonna be hurting.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna be like, oh, do it again. So
wait, with that, are you gonna wear shorts when you're cutting or what? To let it heal?
Nah, I'm gonna just sort of stick to my PJs. Or maybe I will wear shorts. I don't know. It depends on the weather.
But doesn't that, like, wouldn't that, like, if the hair got on it while it's healing, wouldn't that get infected?
There's the Sanoderm wrap. It's that plastic little wrap they put over
your
tattoo piece. And I'm just not going to take it off for like about 5-6 days. I've done it. I've actually done that, the wrap on my arms and stuff for like about a weekish or two. So
I got you.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to like maybe 4 or 5 days with that on.
That's smart.
Yeah, just until it cools down. Gonna be good.
Bro, this weather has been amazing. Speaking of cool down, weather has been amazing.
By the time y'all see this, it'll probably be like December, but...
Nah.
I hope the weather's still going to be amazing by the time we drop this.
Oh, yeah. I think this is like the...
You think this is like the new weather going forward?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, because I don't want it to be like, I don't want to get back hot, bro.
I don't like
when that. It was hot. It's just ugh.
I'm always in a bad mood. Like, don't ask me no stupid questions when it's humid outside. Don't ask me who cuts my hair, motherfucker. Who cuts a barber's hair? Who cuts that barber's hair? Man, fucking
mind your fucking business. That's
fucking Christ. Fuck off.
I'm just gonna start telling people I cut my own hair.
I hate that question. Do you cut your own hair?
Does it look like I cut my own hair, you fucking idiot?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, fucking our Lord and Savior, Easy.
Ooh. That's so wild, bro.
Bro, I miss him.
Is he like permanently canceled off everything?
I don't know, but Andrew Tate and fucking one of the Paul brothers are going to be boxing, allegedly.
I think it's Jake.
Yeah.
Him and Jake are be boxing.
It was Jake. I thought it was the older one.
Nah, Logan's, he just tore his MCL. He just tore his whole fucking knee up at WWE. Hey, he's cold in WWE, though. Logan?
Oh, no.
Logan is meant for
WWE. I will never take from the Paul brothers. As annoying as they are, they're pretty athletically skilled. And
not just that, but they're...
Marketing schemes are just insane. Like, it's pretty ingenious. And it's almost like they captivated off the 6ix9ine effect of just trolling someone and then captivating on that spotlight that they gain from that. And they're making millions off of it. It's kind of crazy.
That, and then they also had a lot of shit already going for them, right?
Yeah, man.
So
they're stacking the money from Disney and shit. Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Jake was on Disney. I don't know if Logan was on Disney as well. But I mean, you know, they had their vlog and all that shit that they were doing with Vine, everything that they were doing with that. So, I mean, they've been around for over a decade, man.
Oh, yeah, way over a decade.
Because they've been posting videos since they were like 8 and 9, and they're our age right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least my age. I mean, you're 20, what, 8, 29?
Yeah, I think Logan Paul's about my age.
Logan, no, I think he's like 26.
I think Jake's 26, no?
I thought Jake was 25.
I'm about to Google it.
Either way, I mean, they're like in their mid-20s, bro, and they're making like 100 million plus each.
Yeah, man.
A year.
Last person to do that was probably Drake.
Nah, I think they're making more money than Drake was at this time in his age.
Man, to be honest, he'll probably never admit to it on camera, but I think Drake's a billionaire where he's from. I think he's a billionaire.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
You know what I mean? Drake's definitely a billionaire, though.
If he's not a billionaire yet, he's getting close to it. He's probably done $1 billion.
Okay, Logan Paul is 28 years old.
Oh, he's 28? Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just kidding. I'm not even going to look up the other one. The other
Jake's
one's
25.
That one's young.
So I don't know. But still, I mean, like, dude, I mean, and what he was doing in WWE, bro, that match that he just had with Roman Reigns, that was actually a very good match. Like, he carried, like, for somebody who's only been wrestling for, like, 2 years, he is so talented in that field, man. Like, it genuinely feels like when you're watching him wrestle, that's what he was supposed to be doing. Like, the whole boxing thing that he was doing, that's Jake's MO. Like, Jake fits the boxing world perfectly, right? Because boxing really needed somebody like that that's able to talk shit and draw that many views. Even if he's just fighting, you know, retired MMA people or former athletes or whatever he's doing, he's still bringing in money at a very high level, right? So I would like for him to fight like an actual boxer. Somebody like a Tommy Fury would be cool. And I think that's going to be their next fight. If he fights Andrew Tate, I think that'd be a good fight. I don't think it'd be a good fight for him, personally speaking, because Andrew Tate actually has really good hands. But tough. Andrew Tate also hasn't fought in 5-6 years, so
yeah.
There might be that factor as well, depending on how long the training camp is.
Yeah, allegedly so. It has been a long time since he's been in a titled fight or any kind of like fight in general.
Yeah, because he had an eye injury.
Yeah.
Something with his cornea happened or whatever. He would have gone blind if he continued to fight. So I understand why he hasn't been fighting. But Andrew Tate, dude, his kickboxing is actually very legit. He's a very high-level kickboxer. He's one of those fighters that fights with their hands down and relies a lot on head movement and footwork. So his head movement and his footwork is really good. Now, for boxing, it's totally different, right? Like, your range is different. Because the way you're standing next in front of each other in kickboxing, in boxing, you're probably, like, anywhere from a foot to a foot and a half away. Kickboxing, you're about anywhere from 2 to 2.5 feet away from each other, right? In terms of distance from one another when you're standing. So it's different range. So I don't know how that would do for somebody like an Andrew Tate going in that close, but somebody that has been in world title combat situations, because Andrew Tate is a former four-time kickboxing world champion. This is not like he's some scrub off the fucking street, and he's still pretty much in his physical prime, probably in his mid-30s right now. So it would be a very interesting fight if it was to go down, and I feel like it would bring in a lot of money because there's a lot of people that want to see Andrew Tate get beat up, right? And there's a lot of people that want to see Jake get beat up. So it's going to be really interesting to see the people that are going to take Jake Paul's side that would regularly not take his side just because they want Andrew Tate to fail. And then there's going to be people that fuck with Andrew Tate so hard that they're going to go against Jake and they already don't like him. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it'd be an interesting thing to see.
Andrew Tate's interesting.
He is very interesting. He is very interesting. And, you know, a lot of people talk shit like, oh, he's this, and that. But I truly feel like he plays on that. A lot of things that he does, I think he just plays as a character. He kind of leans into it, I guess you could say, into the shit that he says.
You kind of have to, man. If you're fazed by everything the internet says to you, bruh, you fucked. I've been fucking with his Hustlers University.
Oh, you got on it?
That's been interesting. I've been getting to like the Amazon FBA wholesaling stuff, mm-hmm. and I haven't like started my little Amazon account until my first like 4 or 5 days with the Hustlers University thing account. But there's a lot of information in that Discord. Like once you pick a branch of what you want to do, whether it's copywriting or this, that, or the other, stocks, crypto, Amazon, private label, all that shit. There's a lot of things on there. And once you pick one, it takes you to a Discord channel. And that Discord channel for that particular title that you pick, it's flooded with 20,000 other people that are making those same moves. And you look up these people. These are real people. And they're making like actual money, and it's insane. And so right now, I've just been, aside from working 6 days a week and just been going crazy with my work schedule, I've been doing my best to just get on there. I'm on the shitter, get on Discord, and just scroll around and just read up on like random topics and stuff. They have step by step processes of things you can learn. And honestly, that's probably what I'm gonna spend tomorrow, my day off. You know, aside from watching Wakanda Forever, R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
Is he in that movie?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But, man, aside from watching that, I'm probably going to spend the rest of the day afterwards at Starbucks. And just there. You know, aside from handing out cards and shit like that, I'm going to just be on that, my laptop, just on Discord.
Smart.
Learning some shit.
That's really smart.
Chilling.
That's a good way to take a day, you know what I mean?
I mean.
And learn something to make it productive. You still working out?
Yeah, I did this morning. I went and ran. Man, I'm contemplating just, like, buying one of those foldable like treadmills that you can just roll under your bed and mm-hmm. pull out. It doesn't even gotta be anything fancy. Just fold it down, plug that bitch into a wall, and just run that bitch out. I need to get in 3 miles every morning. I try to at least.
I mean, you got a gym right here in your apartment, right?
Yeah, but it isn't open until like about 10, 11 a.m.
So oh,
if I wanted to go like before work, bye. I've been going to Fitness Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, it's nice because, like, it forces me to be out in public around people. So I get to just, it's another way of promoting myself. And I've done that a little bit. I actually got a few people in from the gym.
Nice.
At the shop last week. Pretty cool people. Very easy cuts. Good tippers. Those were some, a solid 3 people. That was cool, man. Aside from, like, my established clientele. Also, I got some new faces in today. From just promoting myself online.
Really?
Yeah, man, I got 3 new faces in, aside from established people. And really, and I know these are all small numbers. I know this all sounds like small numbers I probably shouldn't celebrate. But
no, you should.
Those are the numbers that actually add up. Them things start stacking when you stay on a consistent formula and a rhythm.
Bro, people don't understand, like, in our industry, getting a new, how hard it is to get a new client.
Yeah.
Right? Getting a new client in the barbering space is not easy.
Yeah,
because you're having to do so much to gain trust and all that stuff able to, for them to even want to come to you.
Like, it's cool having like picky clients that know what fade they want and stuff like that. But there's just a certain guilty pleasure for me in just getting a converting a Great Clips client to a my client.
Mm.
Because then it's my world of what I can give them, and they're going to be fucking amazed.
Yeah, and I mean, you're going to Great Clips. You're not expecting
a fucking... The bar is set so low. So, like, you give them a taper fade.
Honestly, just stand outside of Great Clips and just give out cards.
They actually have, like, a thing where they'll go and sue you. Oh, bro, that's a whole thing. You're not allowed to do...
Go to places like Tune Up and shit.
Cody, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. So my client, who's also a barbering student right now, he's handing out cards and he's near a Great Clips and doesn't realize he's near a Great Clips, and the manager's out there saying, I'm gonna call the authorities if you don't leave, because you're not supposed to be promoting your business in front of your barbering services in front of my business. Hey, oh my god. So like the little parking lot police pull up, bro, man, they were hassling my boy for about 45 minutes until they realized, oh no, he can do that.
He can, but
within this shopping center next to this Great Clips. It just depends on what area you're in, like what's going on, what the rules are in that area. So,
and the whole non-compete shit is really interesting too. When
signing one of those papers.
No, non-compete, like like the ones that you don't even know about, where you're not supposed to be in that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be in the same strip center as somebody else or anything like that. Or even if you go to like certain like corporate places, kind of like how Tune Up and all those are, then you can't cut in a. If you leave that place, you're not technically supposed to be cutting in like in a 3 to 5 mile radius of them. You can't be like cutting in that vicinity, in that 3 to 5 mile radius from them or whatever. I don't know what it is. Somebody I know that works at Tune Up was telling me about that. So it's interesting, because it's like, how can you even enforce that? Like, what if there's a barbershop? What if there's barbershops right across the street from each other?
You know,
what if I go to that barbershop?
That's funny.
Like at the shop that you're at, right? What if you wanted to go to the one that's right across the street from y'all?
Man, and I think because no one makes you sign those, because you chase away barbers and stuff like that from a business perspective.
A lot of times, but then that's where they
try and hoe your ass with the percentage deal or a shitty chair renting deal where you're paying like $600 a week.
Dude, that is wild. Anybody listen, for new barbers, if you go to a shop, like a booth rent situation, and they're asking you, depending on the area, I mean, if in the Houston area, you shouldn't be paying more than, I want to say, $200. If you're paying more than $200 for booth rent in Houston a week, you're personally not making at least $1,800 a week from that spot, then that's not a good spot for you. Or you need to renegotiate your booth rent situation or whatever. But if it's anything more than $200 a week, or, you know what I mean, like $250 in like downtown, I get it. If it's in downtown or the Heights area and you're paying $250 for booth rent, I get it. It's a very high traffic area. You have the oh my God. This is ridiculous.
Oh, what the fuck?
Sorry, we got like YouTube videos going on right now. This whole wig just put on him. This little Asian dude got a whole wig, and then they're just cutting the wig off right now. Like, cutting it, like, you know. What the fuck?
Bro.
Man, it looks good.
She pulling it off.
It looks good.
Homegirl doing her thing.
It looks real.
Feed your family, baby. Do
and
your
the
thing.
Fact that it looks like Asian people hair, too.
Yeah, no. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's... Damn. Wow. Ew, that's crazy.
If you look on the scalp, if you look right on the scalp, you can kind of tell that it's a wig. And I guess because we saw them putting it on.
Yeah.
But if you really look at it, you can kind of see the wig. That's interesting.
What are the odds of that happening? Man. What's new with you, man, aside from barbering? Wait, what's going on in your barbering journey? Man, oh my God. Ah, damn, it's going to be 3 weeks from the time y'all see this.
No, it won't.
Fuck, man. He just did the most cleanest cut I've seen him do.
Yeah.
Like, his improvement is insane. But by the time y'all see this, it's going to be much better. It's going to be even more levels to that. So, like,
dude, I've really been trying
to... Nah, whatever the fuck you're doing, keep doing that and play with it some more.
Yeah. I got some feedback on it from you, and then Dom gave me the same feedback as well. in terms of keeping a little bit of length. Well, you told me to make sure I faded in the darkness.
Yeah, you gotta be more aggressive in the back of the head, just yeah. because like that's where, and that's anyone. This hair is just thicker back yeah. there versus like the parietal, the thinner these temple areas where the hair is a bit thinner and easier to fade.
But I've been definitely noticing that I'm developing that eye a little bit better.
Got to.
My fades are starting to kind of come out a little bit more blurry. I'm starting to understand the steps a little bit more. And the Protégés are probably one of the best clippers. Barbers, if you are a new barber, I highly, highly, highly recommend you get you a pair of the Gamma Protégés.
They're really cost efficient. And they have a good deal on WB Barber. For $100, you get the Protégé clippers and the Evo trimmers or the Protégé trimmers with them. And it's got to be like $108 plus some tax. It's $99, so it comes out after tax to $108.
Now, if you do get the Protégés, what's that blade you put on it, the Babliss one? It was a gold one.
Oh, yeah, it's a gold taper blade, which honestly, don't even worry too much about that because the newer ones, because you got the first gen. The second gen that are out now, they come with their own like tapered blade on there that's made by them, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So Protégés, Stylecraft, or Gamma, one of those. I get the mix. It's the same thing.
It's the same company.
Yeah.
I want to get the Ergos next.
Yo, okay. Oh, fuck, bro. We got a new equipment.
You bought the Stylecrafters, right? The trimmer?
The Sabres.
How you like them? Bitch, hold on. I bought the FX3s. Yeah, nah, man. So I got the FX, the red FX3s from the Babliss, or Babliss, or whatever they're called. Babliss. But they're the red Babliss the FX3s with the gold FX blade on them. Amazing trimmers, zero gapped, out the box. Phenomenal trimmer. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I think it's a really good wireless trimmer to have, because especially if you have a Slimline Pro and you're used to that type of that handling ability of it, the maneuverability, the fact that it's so small and so thin and it fits perfectly in your hand. The only feedback I would say is just be really careful when you're using the FX3s, because they will cut your clients. They are that sharp that they will cut your clients.
Big hitters.
Yes, they're amazing trimmers though, and I highly recommend them. And they're zero gapped out the box, and they're so fucking good. They are so they're such amazing trimmers. I really like them.
These are my best friends. I'm glad I got these. These are the Sabres by Stylecraft Gamma. Holy fuck! I didn't zero gap this one.
Yeah, I think they're zero gapped out the box, right? No.
I don't fucking know. They're like soft gapped, and honestly, that's literally all you need for this shit.
Can I see those?
Yeah. They got such a good build to them.
Oh, they got the Stylecrafted version of Gold Blade?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it came out of the box. But, man.
These are zero-gapped.
I guess.
Yeah, they're zero-gapped out the box. That's crazy.
And turn it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're not even loud. Mm-mm. I hear those? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I like this design on them, though.
Yeah, man. A little digital brushless. This thing nice, man.
You want to line me up real quick?
Man, it's insane. Like, the amount of... Boy, I ain't lining you up. Stop it. Oh, man, come on. No. I'm off. I'm done. Man, this thing
is... Are you keeping this at the shop or the studio?
I'm taking this with me wherever the fuck I go.
Oh, cool.
Trying to get
cool.
My money's worth out of it.
100%.
That's just like my weird ass philosophy.
No, that's
my
smart.
First like 2 months of having a clipper. Like, they're going wherever I go.
Yeah, that's
So like, this is perfect for... So like, you know when we're all lining up the bottom of their neck for the beard? This is so soft, but also accurate. It leaves little to no irritation unless you got a heavy hand. Then that's your problem. Figure it out. But... this thing right here, if you got a good light hand or if you're working on that, you'll notice that this leaves no irritation behind at all. And if it does, it's because you're aggressive as fuck again. But no, man, this the Saber, Stylecraft Saber, bruh. This thing is my best friend right now for beard trimming, Man, honestly, you can zero people out with this as well. It's pretty it's pretty close to the skin as well. I usually use detachables for that, my outliner detachable. But this thing is pretty fucking solid, and it's like it's got a good, it's like a refined version of the Slimline Pro, except it doesn't have the same build, obviously, but it's really soft to the touch, like the Slimline Pro. Small, not as heavy as it, but it's like not as light as it, but it's a good trimmer, bro. Like I can't get over this, how powerful this is, but also how soft.
And it looks like it's a very, ergonomically speaking, it's a very nice trimmer. And it's beautiful.
Okay. It's beautiful.
It is. Dude, the FX3s are fucking amazing, too.
I think the most smartest thing about their build, Stylecraft, is if you lose the charger, all you need is a fucking Android charger to get away with that shit. Oh, man, look at that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Two shit. Look at that. That's crazy. Man, come on, man.
I also like how like, some of the other ones now, they have the USB-C on them. So, because that's the USB. Yeah. Micro USB.
Yep.
But yeah, no. That's brilliant when a company can do that. I wish... Dude, I'm starting not to like my Magic Clips anymore. I'm starting not to like
them. Okay. That's okay. They're beginner clippers. You'll hold on to those forever.
No, I'm going to keep them.
They're always going to be good to fall back on a...
I might use those for, like, house calls.
Just whatever. Like, they're clippers, man. They're going to make you money. If you make them, make you money. That's it.
I might buy another pair of trimmers, too. Probably, like, another pair. Like, probably, like, a pair of slim lines.
Man, okay. So, I was at the salon, bro. Anthony has so much shit. Like, he has these Babyliss skeleton trimmers that he has no intention of using. So like, man, you might have bite those off of him, bro.
Okay.
And he has ergos that he just doesn't use, and I was playing with them and I was cleaning them out a little bit because I wanted to see if they still work. Them things are still running really well. He just loves his JRLs really well. You know,
the JRL is a phenomenal fucking trimmer though. That's the thing.
Yeah, man. So the JRL clippers are pretty solid for him, and. I mean, he's not using those ergos at all. They're pretty standard ergos. Bro, you can get those off him maybe for like 50, 60 bucks. Just like, you're going to make that back in a haircut. All you need is wall guards for them things. Yeah, and I know, and then the skeleton trimmers. Yeah, man. Crazy. I was cleaning out some things because I had a big gap in between clients. And I was just like, dang, what the hell? Look at all this shit he has just sitting here. So, like, I pick all his stuff up, and I get all the hair gunk out of there. And I'm like, damn, look at this ergo here. He doesn't use this. Look at this Babyliss. And then he has the OG JRL from, like, 2018. That thing, ugly. But it is what it is. It still works. I wouldn't use that, though, if I were you. That has, like, a taper blade. There's no skin fading with that.
Yeah, no, the Protégés, they're fucking amazing. I use them for everything.
I'm glad you're liking them.
Yeah. I didn't think I would like them. I did not think I like them.
Yeah, but they don't look impressive at all.
They don't. They really don't. Nope. They don't look like they'd be good trimmer. I mean, good clippers. But, dude, like, even for, like, debulking, they're perfect. For when I'm having a hard time taking the lines out, I can take the lines out perfectly with those. I don't know what it is with those clippers, man. I don't know what it is. I can't tell. But I did notice I do like the clicking aspect of them.
Yeah.
Because I know exactly where I'm at in my clicks. Not my clicks, but like in my when I'm fading. I know exactly where I'm at with that. And though that helps a lot. And it makes it a lot easier to do like the 3/4 and stuff like that. Like 3/4 closed or 3/4 open. And be able to go, you know, get those extra little bit of detailing part more down with that, because it allows me to do that. Because with the Magics, you're kind of guessing where you're at. With the clippers that don't have the clicks on them, you're kind of just guessing where you're at. It's not precise, but with the Protégés, with the Gammas, it clicks, so you know exactly where you're at. And you're not worried about, like, if you accidentally hit your hand, you know, it'll move a little bit or won't, because you gotta put, like, you actually gotta hit it. Mm. And if you hit it, you'll hear the click.
Yep.
So you'll know if you fucked up. Have you ever loosened
up that lever?
For what?
The Protégé?
No, I haven't messed with them like
don't
that.
Don't fuck with it.
Nope.
I've learned with my StyleCraft Clippers, Gammas, anything. When you loosen up that lever, bro, the blade shifts a little bit. Mm. You loosen it up too much. Because also, that lever is holding that blade into that big-ass bar on the right side. So it's holding it in. So whenever it's lifted up and down, up and down. But when you loosen it, you're supposed to only loosen it a little bit. When you loosen it up too much, then that right side starts to go up, to the comb part, which is fucking crazy. I love these things. Can't get over that. Every time I see it, I'm like, y'all are cute. Look at y'all. I want to get the clipper, but no. No.
Hey, just keep the trimmers for right now.
Yeah, man. I want to. So that's the bad thing. But, bro, oh, my God. My guy, Pachuca, he's my barber supplier. Pachuca Barber Supply. He is the shit. he just got the craziest resupply. Like, it's huge. Like, for a second there, he was just kind of dwindling out, like, what's left of inventory from last season. Last half of last year. The beginning of the year. Bro got in some of the craziest stuff. And he's still getting in just boxes of Babyliss and JRLs and 245, Black Ice razors. Bro, it's insane. There's, like, this foam cream for laying down waves that he got, like, mm-hmm. a whole case of those in, which... like 50-ish bottles probably in that thing.
Foam cream for doing curls when they have like they want to keep the curls on top. That shit comes in really handy, man.
Yeah, man.
Especially like after if you have a wash service that you provide to where like if you wash and condition their hair before you give them a cut, and then you dry everything out and then you give them a cut and then you apply that foam cream afterwards, bro. it really makes and it really pops the cut out more, honestly,
bro. And then he got in some of my most favorite additives you're good, bro. He got in my favorite additives that I used to that I like adding to my spray bottle, my water spray bottle, because he got in the Bandido leave-in conditioner. And usually I'll get like a little scoop of that and I'll put it in my spray bottle and just shake that shit up. And then he also got in this aloe vera spray that I used to spray in your beard a lot, back when we would cut you at the house. Really? But and whatchamacallit? I started adding that to my spray bottle over the summer. And that really just, for anyone with brittle, dry ass hair, or after you just like waterboarded them in the sink to get the gel out of their hair, that like rehydrates the entire hair with the leave-in conditioner and the aloe vera spray that you spill a little bit inside your spray bottle. Like, that shit is a game changer. Because, like, it makes styling the hair and cutting the hair easier because it feels more full and you're grabbing more hair. Then after you're done and you're blow-drying it, it has that nice moisturized dry look, not like a brittle dry.
It has a shine.
Yeah, man, it has, like, a shine to it. You almost don't have to add too much product to style it, which, like, makes your life easier as you're on the go. Anyways.
I've been looking at different barbershops, too. As I was telling you off air, I went to Cutthroat. Dude, amazing barbershop. The attention to detail that those barbers had, it's like, you know how like sometimes you go to a barbershop and then you'll just kind of sit there and watch like all the barbers do their stuff, and not all the hair, I mean every haircut that comes in looks different in terms of like the quality, like, you know what I'm saying, like with different barbers will give you different quality of cuts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like some barbers will give you like a really good cut, kind of like the shop that you're at the rest of the week when you're not at the studio. You know how sometimes people will come in, like your cuts are always consistent with how they look, but the person next to you, their cuts are always
different,
very different. They vary from cut to cut. Trash. Right? And there's no uniformity in the shop with how the cuts look overall as well. But at Cutthroat, every single cut at Cutthroat was amazing. Every single cut, everybody over there fades so beautifully. Everybody over there, like, I was shout out to this dude named Christian over there. I watched him do this cut. It was a mid to high fade, but dude, his attention to detail, bro, this dude was going in on the sides and like just like like real low clipper or a comb, like just taking like the little hairs. Like this dude went to the side, like to behind the guy, in front of the guy, and looked like real closely to see the straggles that were coming off the sides, and then went in and was just precisely taking off just the like the tips of the hair, so everything would just be balanced. Mm, nice. Oh, dude, the artistry behind what they were doing at that shop, man, was so beautiful and so fun to watch.
Hell yeah. I love that shit. That's my favorite shop.
Yeah, no, for sure, bro. Dude. And then the fact that they also have an apprenticeship program where they bring you know, licensed barbers in, and then, you know, they help them, they mentor them, help them get their speed up, help them with everything. What's up?
Man, have you been studying yet for your written? I mean, I know it's not here, but, like, it's almost here.
Yeah, yeah, like, from the online stuff that we get to do, man, for school.
When was the last time you studied for something, for a test?
Not really, like, a long time ago, like,
yeah,
high school?
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
High school was the last time I actually, like, studied for, like, a test, you know what I mean? Like, other than that, I haven't really done any testing.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
But, I mean, like, the stuff that we do online stuff, a lot of that is, like, from M'lady. Mm. And a lot of that stuff is going to be on the test anyways.
I remember I made a whole Quizlet back in the day on, like, what to expect on the written. If I find that shit, I'm going to send it to you.
Bet.
I forgot I did that. I was doing the most. It was a quarantine.
Oh. Did you go to the thing today with the that they were having at San Jack South?
No.
With the, because you know how they're combining barbering and cosmetology licensing, right?
Yeah.
Not the licensing, but the governing body.
Yeah.
So you're still going to be a Class A barber starting 2025, I think. Yeah, if you're going to be renewing your license 2025 and on, you're going to have to do 4 hours of continued education. That's going to be for everybody, Class A barbers and operators for cosmetology. You're going to have to do an hour of that. It's going to have to be on human trafficking prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. like, basically now shops will be able to hire starting August, September or August of next year. Shops are going to be basically, like, barbershops can have cosmo people there, and cosmetology shops can have barbers there too.
That ain't ever stopped them in the past, but... It will be cool to see
To where they can advertise, like, yeah, we have barbers and these people are going to be, mm-hmm. you know, like, licensed people.
I can't tell you how many, whatchamacallit, Cosmo girls have been brought into the shop with no barber license. The cool shops, though, will, like, pay for the school and stuff. But now it seems like that's going to be a game changer now that it's all combined and shit. That'll be nice to see.
And the first 700 hours of schooling is going to be combined.
Mm. That's always fun.
So, you know how, like, Cosmo has to do, like, eyelashes and stuff like that?
Mm.
So, like, if you as a barber wanted to go do that, you would do, like, 300 hours of that to get your Cosmo shit.
Bro, let me do your lashes.
My lashes? Nah, I got natural, beautiful lashes. Come on, natural bro. Lashes. Nah, bro.
Try to make you a bad bitch. Come
nah,
on, bro.
Man. Come on. What you want to be like? What you going to do for me?
21. Do something for me.
Bro, those memes have been killing me.
Did you see the picture of him in bed with the bonnet on?
Yeah.
Looking like.
And did you see the one where they have 21 right behind him?
Yeah, yeah. Looking like he got slutted out. Little slut.
You seen the one where they took the WWE game?
Oh, yeah.
He just made Drake as Melina.
Walking. Hey, that's just funny.
They had Drake doing the splits on the apron, on the
on the rope. Yeah, that's funny. The internet's so quick,
bro. But that's the thing, though, and that's one thing I like about Drake. He leans into that type of shit. So, like, whenever, like, and it's funny how most of the songs turn into memes.
Every album,
he has one song that's like a meme song.
Yes, exactly. Quite literally, every album has
become every album has a meme song. Nope. But I don't think he does it intentionally. It just happens. And it's like a song you don't even expect. Like, Kiki, do you love me? That shit fucking... Like, he wasn't even
viral.
He even talked about how he didn't even put that out. He was not even going to put that song on the album.
That's crazy.
And then I don't know who it was, but they were like, nah, you need to put this song on the album. And he did. And then that shit fucking blew up. And that became the single.
Yep.
And I listened to Certified Lover Boy, bro. I re-listened to it.
Oh, nice.
And it is actually a very good album.
Oh, hell yeah. What, you didn't think that before?
When I first heard it, when it first came out, I did not like that album at all.
Dang, that's crazy. I fucking love that one. I did not
like that album. That's the thing with Drake. Drake, I have to give Drake time. Like, Drake's music, I can't just listen to it when it first comes out because everybody's hyping it up and I don't like that. So I'm always the person that's gonna be a contrarian anyways. So like just by nature, I'm gonna be a contrarian. So if everybody likes it, I hate it.
Stupid. Pick me ass.
Like, fuck you. Fuck you,
dog. Fucking goddamn. Man, no, on his newest album, for me, was...
I haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
I like bloody. Circo Loco, Broke Boys. I loved Rich Flex, but then now everyone's like, 21, can you do this? Now I can't hear it the same. Now I laugh. I at first, I was like, this is fucking hard, especially when the flow switches up. And then now whenever I see that, I just picture him like walking all like promiscuous into like the wrestling arena. Nah, on Certified Lover Boy, damn man, I would say fucking Fans, man. That's the song.
Fans, that's a really good song. Like, let's pull the track list right now.
I'll bro. Right now. Fucking Fans is my
favorite. You know who I've been listening to lately a lot and I really like? Stormzy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's solid.
Stormzy is solid.
Stormzy is really solid.
You. I'm glad you're listening to Stormzy.
I'm waiting for his new album to come out. His new album's coming out next week. He has a really good song on there called Hide and Seek.
Mm.
Oh, dude. Hide and Seek is such a good album. It's such a good album. And but Fair Trade was pretty good off of Certified Lover Boy. But yes, Fucking Fans was great.
Fucking Fans was crazy.
I Miss You Too with Kid Cudi.
Mm.
That was a good one. Fountains is a really good one.
Fountains is my second, man. Oh, and then... not Champagne Poetry, but the one after that one.
After Champagne Poetry?
Yeah.
Poppy's Home?
Yeah, Daddy's Home. That's my fuckboy anthem when I pull up back in
Houston. Oh, Love All with Jay-Z was really good.
Oh, that's good.
Jay-Z and Drake have a really good comment. I want to see them do a joint album together. Like how Kanye and Jay did with Watch the Throne. I think that'd be a cool concept, like have Pharrell or Jay Electronica.
They're my favorite.
Who?
Jumpers Jump. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen them on podcast. They're good. You got conspiracy theories like a motherfucker. You got any new conspiracy theories for me recently?
Any new conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
No.
Man,
I mean, nothing really been happening for me to have a new conspiracy theory, to be honest with you.
Man, I feel like in this Wakanda Forever, they're just low-key talking. They just want to release information on Atlanteans, because that's kind of what's going on. Anyways.
With Wakanda, you think so?
Yeah, Wakanda. It's Wakandans versus Atlanteans, allegedly. And, like, the rumor is always, like, they disclose the things they typically hide from you in movies. So it's not like they hide it from you. And this is their way of clearing their karmic debt. And I always think about that shit.
Oh, dude, speaking of that, you should watch this series on Netflix called Ancient Apocalypse by Graham Hancock.
Graham Hancock.
Yes. This dude, oh my God, I'm so happy that he's finally getting his due of his shine. He's been on Rogan so many times. There's over like 20-something hours of him on the Rogan podcast. And I've watched the whole 20-something hours multiple times. Him and Randall Carlson, and dude, that show is really fucking good. It's really interesting when him, because he's an investigative journalist, so he questions a lot of like the historians and everything like that, and he likes to dig deep into like not conspiracies, but like these ancient stories of different civilizations from the Mesopotamians, the Sumerians, the Babylonians, the Akkadians.
Man.
And in the episodes, he even also talks about like Atlantis and stuff like that too. So it's really interesting. And then there's this other dude named Jimmy Corsetti on YouTube as well. And he makes a very, really interesting point on where Atlantis could have been in the Sahara Desert. They have that little structure, the Reshot structure. He has a theory on that that's where Atlantis was, based off a description of Plato, who got it from Plato got it from somebody. I forgot their name. But he's like somebody that was a couple of generations before him. Not Socrates. Let me see. I'll Google it right now. You wanna chime in a little bit until?
Man, it's all about these tremors. Is It's a solid. It's a solid trimmer. Look at that thing. She's sexy. She's sexy. Yeah, this shit's so cute. Anyways. So just like limelight, okay. Man, guys. I'm fucking cold. That's crazy. But also I'm burning up. Pretty sure I'm dying. Fucking mosquito. I want to get slutted out.
Oh, Solon. Solon. Solon was Plato's grandfather who actually went and got the stuff, who actually went to the Library of Alexandria, and they were telling him about Atlantis. Mm. And at that time, it was 9,000 years ago, basically right at the peak of the last ice age. Mm. And they were talking about how Atlantis went under and stuff like that. And he was describing what Atlantis was like to Plato. Mm. And Plato had a descriptive everything about what Atlantis was like, and the way he described it, Jimmy Corsetti talks about this on his channel, about how he believes that Atlantis was actually in Africa, where the Sahara Desert is currently, in the reshot structure. And he made some very valid points that are really interesting. So if anybody is interested into that, I think it's called Bright Inside or Bright Insight. Just type in Jimmy Corsetti. He was on Rogan as well, and he talked about all of that stuff as well. So it's really interesting. So yeah, I think a lot of that stuff is going to start coming out in the next probably couple of, in the next decade or so. Yeah. But I mean, that's if we humans survive, because Randall Carlson and they were talking about how we go through this thing called the torrid meteorite stream, essentially, which passes by twice a year, and a lot of debris from that comes and hits the earth. So if that happens, like, we could get destroyed easily. So to anybody that's interested in that type of shit, check that show out. Ancient Apocalypses on Netflix by Graham Hancock. Graham Hancock also has some great books called Fingerprints of the Gods, America Before, Supernatural. He has some amazing books, and he's an amazing author, amazing journalist, and really interesting overall. Because he does, like, DMT and shit like that, too. So he like, talks about these different stuff. Like, he's really interesting. I really like him.
Man. There's definitely some ancient ruins down there at Antarctica.
That oh, 100%.
Shit, that shit thawing out every day.
Well, if you look at the map...
like, they're going crazy right now. They're sending naval fleets from any continent to go there. And that was, like, the treaty they signed back in the day. That was, like, every country was like, that is just a place we don't fuck with.
Well, nobody can claim it.
Yeah. Literally. That's what that means. And we just don't want to fuck with that. And everyone's like, okay, yeah, it's scary. We've sent so many fleets and they all go missing. So, like, and the fact that they're just sending, like, sons and daughters into that.
Well, bitch. They believe that Antarctica was actually, at one point, was connected to South America. Yeah. And that it, after a, like a catastrophic event, that it pushed the continent over there.
Crazy as...
Imagine how crazy of an event must have had to happen for them to be... For a whole continent to shift its position, to break away from a whole other piece of land.
I blame the Atlanteans. That's probably what it was. It's probably Atlantis that got sent down there. And they got everything got frozen over.
Possibly.
Yep.
Possibly, or Atlantis could have been in.
We just cracked it. We just fuck. We're gonna die. Shit.
You're gonna die.
but man, could you imagine that though? That'd be crazy as fuck. I remember the craziest theory hearing growing up was that every time there's some catastrophic natural event, like an outrageous like earthquake or a tsunami or a hurricane. Is because somebody either crossed the alleged ice walls or someone came in through the alleged ice walls. And that's scary.
Is it the flat earth theory that you're talking about?
Yeah. Because the flat earth theory is just like...
Yeah, they talk about how there's like different realms and stuff. Earth is actually bigger than what we think it is.
Yeah, man. And then like the ice walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then anytime someone crosses them things, because the guys that came before us are smart, kind of. And they set up like sort of like aura alarm systems that trigger natural disasters to alert the people of intruders or people leaving.
There's also a theory. Scary. There's also a theory on that they use our realm of Earth, like that we know of, as like an energy portal, meaning that they siphon energy out of us. That's why like everything is going technological based, because we're able to create so much energy that we're essentially already in the matrix. And everything that we use, like technologically,
our everyday is the matrix. I mean, shit, have you ever looked at a circuit board and then stand back and then look at a city?
Or have you ever looked at ants and then think about it, like we're basically like ants in a way, like if you ever been on the freeway?
Oh, 100%. 100%. A circuit board. A circuit board set up like a goddamn metropolitan, like a metropolitan city. It's scary. What the hell does that even mean, you know? I don't know. Just a barber. But that sounds scary as fuck. Can you imagine?
But I mean, even if you look at like, if you think about like a blood vessel and cells, right? If you just look at like cells traveling in a blood vessel, and then if you kind of take an aerial view of like a city, it basically looks like cells.
Man,
that's so fascinating how humans like evolve to. And
man,
what guard is he?
Do you ever see? That's a 1.5. You ever seen the movie Nope?
Nope. Nope.
The Jordan Peele movie. It's a good one. I recommend y'all watch it too.
Nope, I have not.
And you're gonna Jesus. and then you're gonna see like this like alleged alien, and it's this big old curtain looking thing,
like the Oz
with an eye in the middle. And yeah, bro. And then like, you know, a girl I was hanging out with when I was rewatching it just recently was like, what if this is about like the old school angels?
I was like,
yo, do you know what the old school angels look like?
Like the pre-biblical?
Yeah, the biblical ones, like the ones with the eyes all over. Yeah, they look freaky. And you know, Jordan Peele never misses with his movies. And now that she said that, and as I rewatch it, I'm like, bro.
Alien,
the OG angels that every religion's talked about. All kind of allude to like these angels not really like being really like sweet, but they're definitely not mischievous. They're
their own beings.
Yeah, they're their own beings that play by the rules. But like, if you ever meet one, you cannot lie to it. No, quite literally, you can try to lie.
Yeah, you can't.
No, like quite literally, you cannot lie to this to any of these angels.
Oh, hold on. Speaking of, Tiana Trump got her Twitter back.
What? Hold on. She did?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What?
I'm about to fall. Look at that. Look at that. Look, monster bitch.
Crazy ass shit.
Hey, she be going in on that shit too.
Did you see that thing I sent you on the DMs?
It was taken off already.
Dang, no, really?
It wasn't available anymore.
The whole lady or the account?
The account too, I think.
No
I
tried, way.
Check it out real quick. And if not, send me the page.
I'm going to do it right now. Because she's always uploading or sharing shit. It's insane.
Yeah, no. Shout out to Tiana Trump. I wouldn't mind getting head from her.
Let me see. Somewhere. I don't know if she's still there. I guess that post got taken down. Hold on. I'm just going to send a random ass. This bitch crazy. But yeah, she's always like got random hoe things going on. Or she'll share her random hoe friends on there.
Bet.
Yeah, man. So like, it's just like free porn all the time.
You send it?
Single FBB, I think so. Oh fuck! Unless I send it to somebody else.
Imagine.
Probably. I'd be doing that sometimes. No. It's sent to. Oh, I sent it to myself, dumbass.
Fucking idiot.
Damn it! Hold on. Look who someone sent me. Oh, it's me. There you are. But I'm so selfish. I sent it to myself.
Oh damn!
Her whole page, and then whatever she shares and retweets and likes—it's all just sluts, sluts.
If I break up in the middle of this podcast, she got some nice titties.
Jesus,
she got a nice little. She got a pretty little pussy.
I love pretty pussies. Just like little cute lips. You know what I mean? Just nice and noshing. God damn! He's in there.
She getting rammed, boy.
What?
She getting rammed. Who's this?
Saber trimmer. Don't say I didn't warn you. It's a life changer.
I'm just out here watching porn.
It's a life changer.
All right, cool. I need to get off this shit. I can't.
He's horny.
Yeah. I need to. Right. Man, I need to leave Twitter off my phone.
He's, I hate when he does that.
Yeah, I can't, bro. This is. It's not good for my mental health. Like, why are you fixing yourself, dog? You're getting horny? You getting horny over here on me?
You're not good for your mental health. What do you mean? Stop blaming other things.
Nah, it's porn, bro. Porn is not good for you, dog. Porn is really bad for your mental health, bro. Like, real talk. Scientific.
I think too much of anything is just bad in general. Porn is definitely one of them.
Porn honestly is really bad for you.
Oh, no, 100%.
I think porn should be illegal. To be honest with you, I think this shit got to be made illegal.
He full of shit. That boy holding it. He lying. Look at that boy right there. He full of shit.
No, I'm serious,
boy. His leg shaking right now. That boy going there. You got here. The devil coming out there, boy. He lying. Come on now.
He's full of shit. No, I'm talking for real right now, dog. I'm talking for real right now. Listen, dog.
He's saying that for his girl watching right now. He said, I don't need shit. I don't need no fucking porn.
Nah, I don't need. No, but like, no, real talk, though. But it's really not that. It's really bad for you. Mentally speaking. It causes a lot of issues and shit like that, and I wish I could get away.
Ooh,
what,
man? Okay, so me and one of my clients were talking, and he made a valid point. TikTok and Reels have really fucked with people's cognitive senses and attention spans.
Oh yeah, that's been
known. It's insane, and I break that down, and I apply this knowledge to how I carry myself on the internet, right? And I'm like, I need to make, that's why I'm like, if, I don't know if you noticed, but my reels are very short now. Because I know anything over like 10 seconds, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose them every time. Because they're retarded now. Everyone kind of retarded now because their attention spans are so small. And it's mainly TikTok, Vine, and Reels' fault because of that.
I think Twitter is about to compete with YouTube soon.
Oh, it's going to get stupid. I'm excited about that though.
You thought about getting your, you thought about paying that $8 a month?
For what?
To get that check mark and have the other shit that you could do with it.
What's the perks with that again?
So you basically get preferential. You're verified, so you'll be able to filter out stuff to where you only see content from verified people. You'll only be able
to. What about the porn girl I just sent you? Then
she's verified, I think. So you
I'll
mean
pay that $8 longer?
I mean, that's the thing though. Like it has its benefits though, because then you won't get that many trolls. You know what I mean? You can't impersonate people anymore.
I'm also trying to cut out social media too. I'm deleting Snapchat at the end of the year just because, like, it's like at the end of my day, I'm like, all right, I'm in bed now. I just showered. Da, 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 da. Now, Snapchat. All right, what's going on Snapchat? Okay, now what's going on Instagram? All right, what's going on Facebook? All right, what's going on Twitter? All right, what's going on TikTok? Just always something.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about taking like deactivating all my accounts on Instagram, both of them, like my barber stuff too. Not deactivate my barber page, but deactivate my main account that I have for a little bit. And then just, because bro, I spend so much time on social media and like just consuming content and not putting out as much content. So I think.
What are your habits looking like nowadays?
Like what?
Which habits? What are your habits? Which like habits every day? Are you talking about? What are your daily habits? What do you do? What's the first thing you do? Like, what's your days looking like? Your average day?
I mean, I gotta quit nicotine, even though I just bought a new pen right now. That's something I'm not liking about myself anymore. I just like the nicotine thing just because it just something to puff on. Because if I puff on the weed pen all day long, bro, or weed all day long, I'm not gonna get shit done. Right? So nicotine kind of helps with that fixation, that oral fixation that I have, but I need to change that with water. Hey, fuck you. This motherfucker, dog, I swear to God.
Bro, I love watching Rafi talk, bro. He just be saying shit.
Nah, I know what it is though, but at the same time though, I do like the nicotine shit because it does make me shit a lot. So like if I eat something and I just hit that pen a couple times and I go take a fucking fat ass dump and I'm good.
So it always seems like you have a void to fill. If it isn't social media, then you vape or do something. And if it isn't that, then what is it after that?
I think I just need to take some mushrooms again.
Just reset?
I haven't microdosed in over a year. I haven't microdosed since my accident.
I do this thing where I just observe everything Rafi's doing.
Yeah, I don't
I know
like
this
that.
Motherfucker so well. He's so foolish. It's funny.
I hate that shit. One thing I do hate, it gets annoying at times, but at the same time, you hold me accountable, so like I do appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Right? So I do truly fuck with that. And that's how this shows me that you a real motherfucker, that somebody that I can fuck with, yeah, somebody man. That I can trust, somebody that I'm willing to do business with.
You gotta be on that ass.
You know what I'm saying? Because you hold me accountable and you'll call me out on my shit. Like even when we were having conversations that last time I came and got a cut, you told me like, yo, you just overthinking about certain shit, and you need to fucking focus on you. And that was good advice. I took that, you know, and I've definitely been doing that. Now my life has gotten a little bit better, you know, not letting shit get to me as much as taking not everything, taking personally and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, no, definitely, man. You're one of the people that keeps it real with me, so I truly do appreciate that.
That's what y'all need to be doing. Just cut out the fake motherfuckers. Unless you are them fake motherfucker, then do better.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, you know, like, I mean, a lot of people,
some real people that call you on your shit. 100%. The people that yass bitch you through your dumb shit, cut them out. If you're the yass bitch person, cut yourself out and do better. You know what I mean? Just because you're living a lie at that point.
Also, I love mineral water because it keeps you from drinking soda too much.
Raspberry ain't too bad. Raspberry twist.
It's not?
It's all right. It's all right.
You got any goals coming up for the next, like the rest of the month or anything you got going on?
I have numbers in terms of clients that I want to get in. I definitely want to get it to a point where I'm getting at least 40 clients a week at the salon. And I think I can do that. I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And there's one day where I made quite literally $675 in a day. Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Dude, $600 in a day is crazy.
$678 or something like that. Because now I got the towel warmer, no? Mm-hmm. And I got, like, I'm just doing these face shaves and I'm taking my time. I'm adding the oil to the towel, making it real good. I got this chair that leans back now. It's a little too low, but whatever. I'm going to make that shit work. And if I got to fuck up my back for a year, it's fine. Because I can just use that money to put it back into getting a better chair. Well, it was a good little $200 chair, so I can't complain. Amazon kind of pulled through for me on that. And that's just kind of what I'm looking at right now. And then just I'm not even focused on converting people to the salon really at this point. I'm just building clients where I'm at with what platform I'm using all the time. I'm just going from there. And bro, it's been paying off. It was a little slow today, which I'm not complaining too much about, you know, is what it is.
But you kind of need those slow days too, because it helps you regroup.
I got to just kind of slow down and clean everything, and I clean Anthony's little like thing by the sink. That's where I found all that equipment that's just sitting there dissected. And yeah, man, I think just laundry, did a lot of laundry there at the salon. I did like all my washed all my towels with like detergent and shit. Usually I just rinse them with like that commercial powder detergent, which is Bare Essential. But this one's like that smell good shit. It was that lavender. Oof. H-E-B Bravo. Did you know about that? So now my shit's smelling good, and my cape, which, man, I always forget to throw that cape. And that's so cool. I have an on-site laundry mat there. It's so cool. I love that shit. I'm going to pay shit for that. It's included.
And it's free?
Yeah. No, that's it. I just got to bring my own detergent. Oh. And that's it. Just throw that bitch in there, set a timer on my phone, because I ain't going to hear it from down the hall. And, yeah, man.
I like that salon place.
I fucking love that salon, bro. I could live out of there. Like, I wish there was like a damn... like a hole in the wall there where I can just throw a bed and the cats in there and my TV. And I'm like, I can just live right here. I'm not going to be anywhere else.
That'd be pretty cool if you had a spot where, like, you live in it.
I know a few barbers that did that. Or, like, at the back end of the shop was an apartment.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. Or, like, have, like, a little townhome.
Yeah, man.
Where you kind of have, like, a loft type of situation. Yeah, where you have, like, your setup upstairs where you can go sleep in.
One of my favorite shops in San Marcos, that's how the setup was. It was like a little townhome house with a balcony and stuff, and then down at below was like a little like a little barber shop, and there's like about like four chairs in there. The owner lived up there, obviously, and his family and stuff was over there on the other side. So cool, but there's rules to that, but it's doable here in Texas. You gotta make sure everything's divided homely wise from the business.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be. Yeah, you need like a partition.
Yeah. So cool.
I mean, the partition could just be a door.
No, quite literally.
Like a sliding, like a big ass sliding door, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That separates like the studio / workspace from the home.
Yeah.
That's all you really need.
Life's been good though, bro. The business is finally just going crazy. I'm just there 2 days too, and I'm making shit like that in 2 days, bro.
If you just went full time over there, I think you would. I think that should be your goal for like January.
I think, yeah, my goal really is to get those numbers up and then to add on Tuesday at some point by the end of the year. Because nice. I'm just doing Sunday, Thursday right now there.
Yeah.
So if I cut a day away from lose, because it's going to get super slow.
Yeah.
It's going to get super slow after the holidays. So they're not going to be too mad. There's going to be one less face there on a Tuesday. So then I'd just be working there 3 days. And then working at my other place 3 days. And then off Monday.
That's a good day to be off, though.
No, Mondays? It's the best day. If anything, I try and get all my errands and dumb shit done on the days I work. So that way, I don't do shit on my day off. I can just invite some company over, be a slut, wake up at 3 in the afternoon, DoorDash some food, and not do fucking shit. Hey, turn the fucking phone off. I don't want to hear shit.
Dude, I did the assault bike today.
Hey, how was that?
I loved it. I felt so good. Like I did the 10 on, 20 off, where you do 10 seconds of like going full at it and then 20 seconds of rest, like where you're still just going slowly. And I did 8 rounds of that. And dude, my heart rate was at 185 beats per minute from doing that. And nice. Then, but like I was, and the thing was, the whole time I was just doing nasal breathing. So like, and then I was able to calm my heart rate down.
That's good.
By just like walking and then just breathing in through my nose and out through my nose. And just like, and dude, like I had this really nice flow state with it.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I felt really good afterwards too. Like I was feeling all my muscle fibers in my body and stuff like that. So that might be something that I might start incorporating more, is that assault bike. Because afterwards, dude, like that chatter in my brain was gone. There was no anxiety. And all it took was 3 minutes and 50 seconds of my time.
See, man, and that's why I wish, like, you already sold your Peloton or your mom's using it or something like that.
No, but I sold that shit.
I wish I would have invested in, like, I want to get, like, those little pull-out little whatever the fucks. Treadmills, yeah, and just roll it under my bed when I'm done.
But the thing is, man, like, you can have that shit at the house, bro, and it just gets so overwhelming because you don't want to do it, right? Like, unless you have, like, a specific area, like, you have a house, and you have a room that's dedicated just to that, where you have no external, you know, distractions or anything like that, I think that's the most important thing. If you're going to have an at-home fitness stuff, you want to have it in the designated area where that's all that is just that. It's like your fitness shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's just personally me speaking. I can't speak for everybody else. But I do like going to the gym. I like just being in the gym, and then like in between just doing random shit too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like doing sled pulls, doing, you know, medicine ball slams.
I thought you said slut pulls. Oh, like,
you know, like doing like crawls and shit like that too, like on the turf area.
Yeah.
Just random shit. They're doing dead hangs from the pull up bars and the TRX and shit like that. You know what I mean? So I do like having the ability to go to a gym and be able to do all that. So personally speaking, going to the gym is more ideal for me than working out at the house.
Because you're getting the fuck out.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Exactly. Go somewhere to go.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
Yeah. I guess that's one way of looking at it. No, that's a good perspective right there.
And then I also like going to warehouse gyms over like commercial gyms now.
Oh, bro, warehouse gyms are nice. The thing is with me is I fucking don't like warehouse gyms sometimes, too.
Why don't you like warehouse gyms?
What I like the most about commercial gyms is just an AC place with AC, running, sauna, like remote things that you can't really get at all warehouse gyms unless you're paying a pretty penny, which I know is worth it, but also I'm in a chapter in my life where, like, cutting back expenses and being single is working really well for me with what I got going on. So it's like, that's one thing I've been taking into account is like my finances, bro. And like now with like again, my first $600 day, like, bro, what the fuck? If I can keep that momentum going to a point where I'm just working 3 days a week, if not maybe four, and I have more freedom and I'm making more money and I'm charging less, but I'm making more, bro. What the fuck? Hey, and I'm not sharing any of that money with that motherfucker. It's crazy what's possible. Anyways, that's just where I'm
but,
at.
But I mean, that's the cool thing about barbering too. Like a lot of people don't understand. Like, what other industry can you go into, right? And within a year of like never even picking up a pair of clippers, right? For me, at least, because I'm pretty sure. Like once I get my license and everything, I have enough self belief in myself and know that I can learn and get better at my craft enough to where I could make $80,000 a year right out of school.
No, yeah. No,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Especially if I can get into a shop kind of like how I was talking about with Cutthroat or something that has like a high volume shop and has a good environment of education.
That's all you need, man. You just need a high volume, reputable shop with like motivated coworkers, mm-hmm. and a good infrastructure of like standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good place to start at, and then just keep going, and then you're just through the and go harder on the shittier days too.
And another thing I liked about Cutthroat was that majority of the barbers at that place have been there for over a year.
Oh yeah,
because one thing that I've noticed about a lot of barbershops is that the turnover over the barbers is a lot. Right?
I wish I can trade my experience for that, what you're possibly going to be experiencing with Cutthroat, you know, when you get hired on. Because, bruh, dealing with fucking that one place in Lake City across from HEB at 96.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with, you know, where I'm at now. Like, bro, if I could trade that for just Cutthroat and that be my first 2 years, 3 years of barbering, like legal barbering. Oh, bro, I take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
it's such a structured thing, and it's so simple. And then also, you have motivated people that are badasses at what they do that can help you be better, bruh.
Yeah,
because when you're working, when you're first, man, my first shop, man, I was working at some meth head lady, really loud, annoying, doing bumps in the restroom. Everyone can hear her. She's fighting with the owner. The owner's sketchy, the owner's stealing from barber, stole from me. And then my next shop, tolerating shitty ass percentages, fucking weird ass suburban people. But also I've gained a lot of cool ass people. Shout out to my peeps that have followed me to where I'm at today. Y'all are real ones and I love y'all. Especially though, because it's a big deal, because that means you took the time out of your week to come and see me on those days. And that those are clients that are really giving me a possibility to make something of myself and get out of the environment that I don't like being in. Giving me a chance, and I love that. That's why I'm gonna hold on to y'all, and y'all are gonna pay that same price for a very long time, because I love that y'all are giving me that opportunity, man, because that means a lot to me. It really does. For those of you that somehow always can't find a reason to come to the damn salon, to the new spot that I'm at, you get the same 24 hours everybody else gets, bro. Oh, bro, my life's so crazy. Oh, no, it's not, bro. You live an average life like everybody else. You just suck at managing averageness and time. Everyone gets the same 24 hours.
And that's why I mentioned that whenever I tell people about my journey in coming in as a barber, because I've been wanting to do this since I was 16, but I didn't have those skills of time management, money management, discipline of in putting the time into my craft, discipline of work ethic, discipline of just understanding that I gotta suck at the beginning of something, and having the patience to be able to achieve what I want to achieve, right? Because, you know, like, it's just like, dude, like the haircut that we're looking at right now, that's how the haircuts at Cutthroat come out.
Yeah.
So I was just like, damn, dude, this is the environment I want to be in. And that's really the shop I'm really aiming for to be at. And just being in for barbershop day, just for a couple hours that I was there, everybody that I talked to, I had great conversation with the customers there. I had a good conversation with them, the barbers I was having a good conversation with. So it was like, I could see myself, and a lot of the people kind of had the same type of mentality as I did, same type of mindset. So that's the type of environment I want to be in. And I feel like coming straight out of barber school, going into an environment like that would do nothing but wonders for me in terms of my development as a barber.
You're in a good area too.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a good area.
Good area.
And you're going to get clients that actually know shit about shit. to help you make the next move in your life.
100%, bro. Like, there's a guy.
The clients you meet, bro, are insane. The clients I have to this day that have put me onto new knowledge and have helped me get to where I'm at now and are helping me with the next phases in my life, probably, because y'all are real ones. I thank y'all every day. And I can't. I'm not great with words. English wasn't my first language, right? But, you know, I can't really sum it up into words how thankful I am for you guys. Y'all really have helped me get to this next chapter in my life. And, you know, it's a cool thing. It's a cool exchange. Because essentially it all started with a haircut. And then, you know, 2-3 years later, you know, you build these cool relations with these cool people. It's insane, man.
Yeah, you kind of become like a part of their family.
Yeah, man, you make really good connections. It's a crazy exchange that it can be. Or it can just be horrible and they never come back. Hey.
But that's a learning lesson too, though. I think as a barber, you really got
to 100%. You're going to have those. They're going to have coming. You're going to have people that are going to come in already not like you for who you are and already be upset. So there was no way you're going to please them. I've had hella those clients that are just like, you know what you're doing, right?
No, I don't.
All right, well, you know, skin fade, finger length on top. Yeah, just already a fucked up attitude. Like, nah, well, I skin fade. No, hi, all right, cool. A little bit off the top, finger length. Don't say finger length because I got small ass fucking fingers. Yeah, so and be careful with that phrase. Yeah, fucking shit.
And exactly, like for barbers too. Like, if somebody asks you, like, hey, I want a finger length off, turn them around and face them the mirror. Pull up a finger length and be like, this is a finger length. Do you want this? Do you want more? Do you want less? How much? What exactly do you want?
You want 2 finger lengths. So that's an inch.
That's an exactly.
So then use numbers.
Yeah.
You don't. And then the thing is like, probably it worked. Him saying that at a great clips at one time in 2009 worked really well for him. And so he stuck to saying that because most clients don't know what to say to their barbers, especially the average Joe that just gets some comb over and a 3 on the side. You know what I mean? So, like, him just saying come over has worked with him sometimes.
Yeah. That's the thing, though, man. It's like, it's progress. Every day is a new day.
Consultation,
every opportunity, man, is a new opportunity. Every client is a new client. Treat every client like you've never cut them before, even if you cut them 25,000 times.
Yep.
And I think that's going to teach people as barbers. And then I went to that thing that I was telling you about when they were going to be combining licensing stuff that we're doing. And I learned another thing, bro. Like, a lot of these people, like these people that are like instructors or business owners or shop owners or salon owners or whatever, a lot of them are too comfortable with where they're at. So they're not liking the new changes that's coming. And it just showed me that me being adaptable, I'm going to run circles around a lot of these people. By the time my skill develops in the next 3-4 years, I'm going to be running circles around them. And that just gave me more of a competitive edge over them mentally today. So I'm glad I went to that meeting and got to see those people that are just bitching about these changes. And it's like, listen, change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. You're not going to outrun change. You just got to be okay with the fact that shit's going to change. And cool, like, have a positive mindset on it to where it's like, okay, things are changing, but how can this benefit me? Like, now you have, as salon owners, you could even provide a service to where you have men coming in to your salon and your space, and you know what I mean, like barbers, licensed barbers. So now you're not only are you just getting, you know, like the people that want to, the women that want to come in.
Their perspective is all stupid because if they're looking at it from as a loss, but actually it's a gain. Like, you're like, what you're getting at,
it's a gain,
because now every establishment can now
have both.
Yeah, they can double up in their staff fast,
Not just double up, but like Cosmo brings in so much more money. Right, with coloring services and stuff.
You
want to
learn good shoe work, learn from an experienced Cosmo girl. 100%. Exactly.
So, like, as barbershop owners, I think a lot of barbershop owners should have maybe 1 or 2 Cosmos in there. Have a booth rent situation with them and maybe charge them more of a booth rent, like a higher booth rent, because their services are already so much more. So if they're charging $300 a fucking service, you could easily charge them $300 a week.
Yeah, bro.
As a booth rent, right?
No, yeah. 100%.
And like, have it to where they kind of have like how the barbers have it, where if it's a booth rent situation, you kind of have full dichotomy of your own schedule. So if you don't want to work that week, you don't have to. As long as your booth rent is covered for, you're good.
Yeah, man.
Right? So I think that's going to benefit Cosmos a lot more too. But it's also going to help benefit barbers too, because
it's going to help barbershops in general.
In general. I mean, in salons too, because salons
like now barber shop owners don't have to, oh, you know, after a year, maybe I can invest in paying off so-and-so girl's Cosmo, who's originally a Cosmo. Maybe I can pay off her barber school thing. Like, that's not a thing anymore now. Now you're saving money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And all these people that are licensed to do this, they just have to put in, what, 4 hours of work of studying? That's nothing. You must be really living check to check if 4 hours out of your week is hurting you.
Yeah.
That's bad. And that just gets down to bad habits. And that doesn't even have anything to do with barbering. It just has something to do with you as an individual. Anyways, I love ranting.
We went out for a little. We went over.
Oh, shit. Hey, yeah, 120, BB.
You got any closing remarks?
Man. Stop wearing gel to your fucking appointments. What the fuck?
Do you have more of those fuckers?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, bro, my life's so... Don't even fucking cool. Say it.
$20 more into your service, bitch.
I'm about to... I really just want to so bad. Stop wearing gel to your fucking appointment. God damn. What is wrong with you?
Okay, my thing is this. And we'll close on this. If you're going to wear gel to your appointment and I have to take the time to wash and do your hair and shit, $10 is going to be for the wash and there's going to be a $10 inconvenience fee. Because you're inconveniencing me by coming in with dirty hair. So if you're coming in with dirty fucking hair, I'm going to charge you for my time that I'm spending washing and drying your fucking hair, because that's not my responsibility.
Am I your mom? You got to bathe you? You gotta bathe you, bro.
Yeah, and don't come in musty either, bro. Like, it's so disgusting when you come in musty.
Yeah, bro, I just didn't want to itch during my haircut. I mean, I just didn't want to itch during my workout. So fuck me, right? I gotta smell your BO.
It's really, you're honestly, like, now the way that barbers really cut their hair and how barbers take care of you while you're getting a haircut, you're really not itchy. Like, I always get a haircut from you, and I go do workouts, and I'm just fine.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Wear baggy clothes. Don't wear tight-ass fucking clothes if you're going to get a haircut.
Don't wear fucking spandex.
Yeah, don't wear shit like that. Like,
athleisure.
Yeah. Even with athleisure, bro, like, it's...
What is it? The dry fit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, dry fit. Like,
don't wear dry fit to your haircut.
Don't wear dry fit.
Common sense.
Yeah, like...
Common sense. I shouldn't have to say that, but here I am saying it.
And it's not hard to wash your hair before you come to a barbershop. Like, wash your hair, towel dry it as best as you can, and then just leave your windows open in your car on the way there.
Right out the fucking window, like...
Like, every time I come to a... Even if, like, if I haven't, like, showered, I'll still wash my hair... Like, shampoo, conditioner, I'll wash my beard with the beard wash, I'll make sure my face, all that stuff, before I go get a haircut, right? And I'll usually shower the night before I get a haircut, too, and then I'll wake up in the next day, just, you know, wash it all over again, just in the sink, and be done, and then head to the barbershop, we'll get a haircut, done, then go do whatever I need to do the rest of the day, like if it's a workout or whatever it is I gotta go do.
Oh, wow, he thoughtful.
Yeah, bro, but it's just common decency, bro.
This is true.
It's common, and I've been doing that since even before I started barber school, so like...
Yeah, man, got to.
Yeah, because I understand, like, if I take care of myself before I go into the barbershop, I'm gonna look good. My haircut is gonna be good. Because you're not having to cut through the dirt and stuff like that. And people don't realize that actually does make a difference to how your haircut comes out and looks. If your hair is clean. If your hair is clean before a haircut, your haircut's going to look a lot nicer than if you just woke up out of bed and came straight to the barbershop.
I want to buzz my hair so bad.
I thought about doing that to my beard.
Don't do that.
I might, like, beginning of the year next year, I might, like, or after my trip after I'm planning on taking.
Bro, I remember one time, it was like a year ago from today, you had me buzz your beard with like an 8 guard.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, when incher. I had it close to the face.
Man,
I remember that.
And
it was good though, because it allowed my beard to grow back a lot cleaner. Yeah, a lot more even, because after a while my beard does start growing uneven after a certain length.
Sometimes I just want to get like a 3 or 4 blade and run it like across your face and then just do like a skin fade blend into the beard. And I know you hate that. I
hate that.
But you got the density for it to where it would look good.
I know.
You'd be miserable.
I don't like
but that. Everyone else looking at you would be like, oh.
Yeah, I just don't like, I don't like that look when they fade into the beard. It's like, personally.
I don't like to look good.
No, it's not even I don't like to look good. But the thing is, my full beard fits me, though. Like, it fits me as an individual, right? That's why I like having a full beard. I don't understand why. Now, if you have a patchy-ass beard and you get that fade in, like how he does, right? That's cool because it fits your what you have.
It's true.
Right, with what I have, I'm blessed enough to have, you know, I got good enough genetics.
He's eating too much ass. I need to eat more ass.
You gotta get your ass ate.
This is true, man.
That's a whole other conversation.
We'll close on that note. Get your ass ate.
Fellas.
Get your ass ate.
Fellas.
It's fine.
It is.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's only a tongue.
It's a tongue. It's a tongue. You can go further after that, but just get your ass ate. All right, guys. Love y'all. He loves y'all. Get these trimmers.
And get the FX3s as well. And shout out to Cutthroat Barbershop. Thank you. I look forward to... Thank you, Cutthroat Barbershop. I appreciate y'all for really inspiring me, dog. Like, I really saw in areas that I can improve on if I just incorporate some of those little details that I learned from watching those barbers over there. Especially if I start incorporating that in school right now, I think that would help with my cuts a lot more too. He's in his own little world. But hey, thank you guys for listening. This has been another episode of Useful Nonsense, and we are out this bitch. Peace.
All right, cool.